I'll take it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is a great Sunday night. You're on with Glenn Greenidge in New York, and I'm Henrietta Bird in Chicago. And we have some great news for you, some wonderful, wonderful news for you this evening that we'll get into a little bit later. Glenn, how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. It's been a very fall. Actually, it wasn't that fallish. I mean, it was just a nice day, just a nice, beautiful day outside today.
That's the way it is here. And I mean, and you know for sure.
Did we lose you? Hold on. Uh-oh, we lost her. All right, she'll call back in. She's on the road traveling, so just wanted to let you know that that is our ace, Ms. Henrietta Bird, and she'll be right back as soon as she gets back on. And meantime, I'm going to read the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date, September 28th, 2014, in Chicago, New York. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within, on the silent streets. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put you on mute. I'll mute myself, rather.
All right, my dear. And so we are doing good tonight. And as Henrietta was alluding to, we're going to be making some changes. So if you're listening in the chat room, matter of fact, let me go see who is live in the chat room. Blog Talk has made some changes to the presentation, so I want to make sure our chat room folks are online and available and can get to it. But as I said, we're going to be making some changes in terms of the time. Anything you want to point to at this point in time there, Henrietta?
Say it again. I didn't hear what you said.
Is there anything you wanted to add to that or to let us know about?
Yeah, well, let's just share the news right now. And the talk show is expanding, and we're going to daytime internet so that you can sit at your desk during your lunchtime and listen to the show. And so beginning in October, we will air on Friday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will be able to listen to the show sitting at your desk while you're at work or while you're at lunch. While you're sitting at your desk or sitting outside, you'll be able to listen to the show and call in and comment and be in the chat room with us. And every once in a while, we will have special Friday evening shows. But as it stands right now, we will, beginning in October, we will be on live at 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central Time, 10:30 Pacific Time. So when the people on the West Coast are taking their first break, they can tune in to us. And, of course, our family and friends and loved ones in Belize, it will be 11:30 your time and Mountain Time. And so we are really, really excited about doing daytime shows. And, of course, for those of you who listen to us archive, you will still be able to listen archive. And you'll still be able to email us and let us know what you want. So that's one thing, just one of the great things that we're doing beginning next month, which, of course, is this week. And so on this Friday, you'll be able to tune in the same way, same phone number, 646-716-9827, the same way to the chat room, the same way to go to blacksummit.org and click on talk show, and you'll be able to listen to the show. And so I'm really, really excited about this, Glenn. Just really excited about it. And please let everybody know that the talk show is on prime time, at lunchtime, beginning this Friday, October 3rd. Glenn, back to you.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited as well, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's been a while since we've had a change to kind of shake it up and break it up. So I'm looking forward to the new time, and looking for you guys to participate overseas. So come in through the website, theblacksummit.org, and go to the Blog Talk Radio link. And you can listen to us over the internet. So doesn't cost you a thing. Anyway.
Great. New things are it's always exciting to do something new and something different. You know, it's like stepping into possibility. You know, the unpredictable results that we talk about in the declaration of the International Black Summit often means that you have to make a change. And, you know, sometimes it's scary-like because you've never done it before. You don't know. But one of the things that we do know is that everything is whole and complete. And whatever it is that we do is what we do. And we do it until we're complete with it, and we move on to what's next. So we are looking forward to it. It's much better for the football fans. They are really glad and excited to hear that.
Yeah. You know, when we think about the time change, and we think about the opportunities and the things that are going to be different, we're really looking forward to it, and we're really looking forward to the opportunity to get some feedback from folks and to really ensure that the chat room is live and everything else. What about you? Henrietta. What do you see as some of the things that are going to impact us and are going to make a change?
Say it again, Glenn. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I was asking, what other things do you see that would be impacted that are going to make a change by making this change to the time?
Well, a lot. Sundays are just busy days, you know, for most people. And even if they're not busy, it's the time that they prepare. And I think the daytime, it's just more. It's going to be more convenient for a lot of people. And the Friday night, the specials that we're having, you know, that we have set up for Friday evenings are really going to be great. We are moving the summit. The International Black Summit Conversation is moving into its 25th annual summit event. And moving into that event is a celebration in itself. And we have so many power-packed conversations prepared for you. And when I say prepared, life has prepared them. We will simply facilitate them and have you participate in them. We have some of the original facilitators who will be joining us in conversations. We have not only the facilitators, but we have just people who are interested in the questions. We have our new family from Belize, who's just, you know, getting on board with us. They are really, really excited, and we love them so much and thank them for what a wonderful time they showed us in Belize. But we will be delving into all 23 of the other questions that we had prior to this year. You know, this year's question is in the space of silence. I discover some aspect of my authentic self. Will I grant being to what I am built for? And as we look into that question, we're finding that the talk show, we're built for a whole lot of things, and we're stepping into those things in this 25th season. And so one of those things is we're having, not only will we be doing daytime, but we will also have special shows. And our shows are going to focus on the questions. And we, you know, over the years, Glenn, as you know, because you've been to every annual summit event for the last 24 years, you know we have some powerful questions that came out of the work that was done in each one of these cities, states, countries, you know, that we were in. And so we are going to take another look at those questions, because we stay in the question for a year.
Absolutely.
But we're going to go back and take a look and pull up some of the information that we talked about back in the day. And look at what was going on. Who was the president that year? What were the current events that were going on that year? You know, what were the things that were on people's minds when they came to the summit? What are the things that they had to let go of in order to get their summit that particular year? So we have a lot of really great peeling of layers that the summit conversation has done over the last 24 years that we'll be sharing with you, our listeners, and so you can get a really great idea of why Atlanta is the place to be in 2015.
All right.
Why Atlanta? I mean, there is no other place to be. The first weekend in August, all roads lead to Atlanta. Get your mega bus tickets, your airline tickets, your train tickets, your bus tickets, your what, however, you know, get your group of four together to drive to Atlanta. However you get there, get to Atlanta the first weekend in August. The 25th annual summit event is what we are going to experience, and you do not want to miss that. Glenn, back to you.
Absolutely. And I participated in all the questions, but I actually missed three summits. So I actually was not in attendance for three of the summits, three out of the 25. I think Oren is the only person that's actually been to every summit event that we've had. Now,
okay,
we've got, I think this looks like Shakesh's, one of Shakesh's old members. 619-788, go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, yes, this is Shakesh. Can you hear me?
A
roving reporter.
Yes, I am. I'm calling you from the home of my friend, Callie Self, in New Orleans. Remember when we were in New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here with the lady who saw me come in to Mr. Numa's house across the street. And she said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm here to be of service." And when I got ready to leave, she said, "Thank you for your service. And next year when you come over here to my house. You can stay with me." So
all
I'm
right.
back visiting her again, and she's been asking me and encouraging me to continue for.
Excellent.
Right, and so I wanted just to take a couple of minutes. First of all, I want to acknowledge you, Glenn, and Henrietta, for picking up the gauntlet and continuing to be the voice for the International Black Summit and having Sunday happen every Sunday. So, Glenn, thank you. We like to call him Ranger Glenn for all the work that you've done and how you encourage and always make the time to be here on Sunday. And I want to acknowledge Henrietta from Chi-Town, from my town, from President Obama's town, to thank you for coming on and taking up this space and really bringing home the fact that this is the year, the first Friday in August, you want to be in Atlanta. I also want to acknowledge Claire, the general, when she was on and helping us get in shape and keeping the show going. I want to acknowledge Lenar. She brought us all our technology. She was the one who heard me say there's something called Blog Talk, and we could use that for the International Black Summit. And she connected to it and started, her and John started kicking around with Glenn about how can we use this. I want to acknowledge Miss Andrews. Ms. Andrews passed away maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm looking for us to do a talk for her because she's the one brought me to the summit. She came all the way to to Los Angeles, and she brought the ninja women into the Los Angeles summit, and she walked up to me and handed me the declaration of the International Black Summit. She said, "You want to come to this?" I read it, and when I looked up, she was gone. She was the ninja woman. I didn't know where Oakland was, but I went back to Landmark, and every black person I saw, I said, "You want to come to Oakland with me?" And we rented a truck because we didn't have no car that would hold 11 people. That's how many people said, "Shakesh, I want to go with you." And the Jewish lady in L.A. heard me talking, and she said, "Can I go?" I said, "No, it's for people of black African descent." Her name's Sheila. I was trying to remember her name, Sheila Goldman. And she said, what can I do to help, Chakaysha? I said, do you have a credit card? She said, I do. I said, meet me at the car rental place. Sheila don't know me. All she know me from is being in the seminar. She brought her credit card down and signed for that van, and those 11 people got in it, and we came to Oakland, California. Susan, what's Susan's last name, you guys? It won't come to me.
Shelton.
Susan Shelton's town, Oakland. And that's where I heard about it. And I want to acknowledge myself that I heard the calling that I was built for, and I answered it. And I'm still answering it. I'm answering it just like President Obama got on 60 Minutes tonight. Told those folks, you down shooting. He didn't say this. This is Chakaysha. You shooting and trying to kill me. I'm here trying to deliver the message. He said, we in something, and we got to look at it differently. And that's what National Black Summit is asking. What are we listening for? And I'm happy we're all here sharing what that is we're listening for. And with that, I'm going to close my mouth and let you guys continue. Continue to work. I'm going to be talking to Belize tonight at 7 o'clock here in New Orleans. So we're going to bring the family, Henrietta. I'm working on it.
All right.
Back to you, Henrietta and Glenn.
Now, how are you getting a hold of them? Got a calling card, or are you doing Skype?
I'm looking at using on Facebook this thing called Messenger. It's got some good points and bad points, but the good point is I can Facebook them.
Okay.
And we can actually talk. So I'm connecting like that. Then I'm looking at going into WebEx and being a connection, and then to create our own way to talk. So I'm threading the needle.
Okay. So because I've been trying to get a hold of Emerson, and I wanted to have a conversation with him. So as soon as you got something set up, let me know and let him know so that we can
Email to his wife. I found her email today.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to let him know that you want to speak to him, Glenn.
Okay. All right, good. Because we've been trying to do Skype, but he's got a different name, and we haven't been able to hook up. So I've been sending him messages in Skype. So.
Oh, okay.
We're going to make it work. Well, you know that's the lovely thing about technology. We've got an opportunity with this technology, free technology, to be able to communicate in ways that we couldn't even have imagined years ago. And, I think about Martin Grant in Chicago and his vision to have the summit be transmitted all over the world. And now it is. We are fulfilling on his vision. And when he said it, it was like, oh, my goodness, that's too big. That was, you know, my mind was going crazy when he said it. But we actually are now doing it, you know. So it really speaks to having a vision and moving forward and going for it and having some intentionality about that. So. So I'm excited about our new family. I'm excited about the work that you did in Belize. You did some groundbreaking work in Belize to have Belize happen. And so I just want to thank you and acknowledge you for that. And Dr. Marriott. You know, the two of y'all were like, you talk about Mrs. Andrews being a ninja, but so were you. You went down there and you carved it out and you made things happen and it was just real exciting. So, I'm looking forward to that and
thank you.
You know, really appreciate the work that you've done. So,
I heard you. I'm going to keep going. Thank you
Going. Keep going, baby. Keep going, because beliefs was a love affair. I mean, that was just something that was hot and torrid and just to be extended, because they're hungry for this conversation. The conversation, get with Petal, because she's got all of the TV interviews that we had when we were down there. She's got copies of all the TV interviews. So that's something that we need to be sharing with folks as well, because we had some phenomenal coverage and some phenomenal conversations there with the folks there. Hold on a second. I'm gonna have to get Henrietta. I'm gonna have to add her onto my line. Hold on a second.
All right. Glenn's adding people on. Everybody out there, this is Jakaysha, the remote reporter, and we have moments like this, and so I'm stepping in while they're making that connection, and just been very excited by the conversation. And one of the distinctions of the summit is being a stand, and that's what we've been talking about when we talked about Ms. Andrews. When I was talking about Glenn and Henrietta, they were being the distinction stand. And to be a stand, you have that opportunity to do that right now in your life. If you're a mother, you can be a stand for your family. If you're a father, you can be a stand for your wife. If you're a child, you can be a stand for the family. Get that schoolwork. Get that education. So you can create a wider road for your family line to travel on. And a lot of different ways. You back, Glenn?
Yeah, I am back. Okay. I am back.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, thank you, because it really, that's the work that we're doing here. We're doing the work of family. We're doing the work of community. We're doing the work of individuals, and it's going to take each and every one of us having our vision, working on our vision and our purpose, and including the collective purpose, the collective good. That's really the conversation that we're in, called International Black Summit, as a conversation, as an annual event, and as a way of being. I'm going to extend it to a way of being, because it's a way of living your life in a particular way that is inclusive of all of that. Henrietta, I'll give it over to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Jakaysha. I'm just so excited about what's going on with the International Black Summer Conversation and all of the expansion conversations that we're involved in, and the Community Summit Conversation, and just everything, preparing for the event in Atlanta next year. You know, not only the talk show is expanding, but, you know, just every part of our summit body is expanding. And so we invite you to travel with us this year, wherever it is that we find ourselves. We invite you to travel along with us, you know. We're talking about a lot of things. We're in conversations about a lot of things. And we're stepping into unpredictable results. So even greater things are we expecting than we're even talking about. And as we move through spaces, if you know people who've ever done the summit, sit them down. Ask them to share what it's like to be a part of the International Black Summit annual summit event. Get into one of the prerequisite courses. There's nothing like that course. It's a course in listening, and there's nothing greater than listening, to be in the space of listening, you know, and listening so much so that you can hear what life is saying to you through the words of another person. You know, someone that you've always listened to, never really paid attention to, maybe. Someone that you have paid attention to. The prerequisite course prepares you to listen at such a deep level that you can actually hear what life is saying to you. That's one of the courses that's offered in the International Black Summit. And those courses are available to you whenever you choose to have a group of people of 10. And in many cases, if it's less than 10, we can take a look at that. But we ask, if it's in a city where we have to fly people in, we like it to be about 10 people. If it's in one of the cities where we have a lot of facilitators, you know, like the Bay Area, we have a lot of facilitators. Atlanta, we have a lot of facilitators. New Orleans, in this moment, we have facilitators. New York, we have a lot of facilitators. New Jersey, a lot of facilitators. Chicago, we have a lot of facilitators. And in those cities, you might be able to get a group that's smaller than 10 and be able to have a prerequisite. But in the areas where we have to fly people in and house people, then you would need 10 or more people to offset the cost of their, you know, the travel expenses. But this is a course that prepares you not just for the summit conversation, but it prepares you for life. And it expands your awareness of who you are rather than to be reactionary. It just allows you to listen, be with what you're hearing. It allows you to identify who you are through another person, through listening another person. You know, we have some of the most wonderfully trained facilitators in the world. And whatever it is that your soul needs, the facilitator, the divine right facilitator, will show up in your prerequisite course. So,
Henrietta.
I think about it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I just wanted to interrupt to say, in terms of traveling, Megabus, as late as May, if you call Megabus and make a reservation, you can get that ticket for $1. If you do it 90 days ahead, you can get the ticket for $1.
Okay.
So people can start booking their trips now. And that ticket on the Megabus would be $1.
Okay. And that's really good to, you know, really something. And you can just go to megabus.com online. Glenn, remind me to check with Megabus and have them be one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
All right.
Okay. Because we are truly pushing it. We use Megabus a lot. You know, like I said, all roads lead to Atlanta. All roads lead to Atlanta. But look at some of what the summit conversation has to offer. The prerequisite course, the annual summit event weekend, you know, there's much, much, much for you to do. Community summits, if you like a summit in your area, those are things that can be put, you know, just let us know, blacksummit.org and talk show. You know, send an email to the talk show team. Glenn, back to you.
So what you've heard is we've got lots of different flavors. So, you know, let's work together. We've got annual event. We've got community events. We've got a one-day course. We've got a summit share. So all those things are different events with different focuses around supporting your group, your community, your family in achieving their goals, in going after their vision and having a life worth living. So that's really what we're talking about here. So inventing yourself in a way that has your life be unrecognizable. So with that, I'm going to give it back to who am I going to give it back to? I may give it back to.
Give it to Chakasha.
Chakasha, are you still there? I think Chakasha has left the building.
Oh. Okay. Well, Chakasha is in New Orleans and been to some wonderful places recently, you know, and I wanted her to, like, kind of share some of the great things that Chakasha's been doing, you know, spreading this conversation. And we are just so in acknowledgement of who Chakasha is, not only to the talk show, but to the International Black Summer Conversation. She enfolds people wherever she goes, and she is always going somewhere. So she's in New Orleans today. Now, mark this down, September 28th, she's in New Orleans. Next time we talk to her, she will be somewhere else, probably, unless she's going to be there for a week. And, of course, Chakasha, we'd love for you to be on our show, our first show this Friday. So, you know, join us, and we'll have some of the some of our other previous talk show hosts, get them on throughout the year. But like I said, we have some wonderful, wonderful guest hosts planned and people that you love, people that you've heard years ago. Just no schedule, just whenever they show up, when they show up. So you have to join in. And always remember, if there's something special you want us to cover, to research, to have a summit conversation about, you know, let us know. We have people in the summit conversation from every walk of life. And no matter what conversation you would want to hold, someone in the summit knows something about it. Just let us know ahead of time. Glenn?
That is so true. That is so true. We have folks from all parts of the country, all parts of the world, all different kinds of religions, this you talk about diversity. You know, we are a diverse group of people. People of Black African descent, and my goodness, we are the world. You know that song, "We Are the World."
Right, I love that song.
We really are the world in a lot of ways, and it's such an opportunity. Such an opportunity.
Yep. Great opportunity. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are moving to prime time daytime this Friday at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central, 11:30 Belizean time, and 10:30 Pacific time. This Friday, October 3rd, is our first daytime program, and we are excited about it and ask you to join us. You know, take your lunch and listen to the talk show. You know, you can get it on your telephone. Just go to blacksummit.org, click on talk show. So while you're out sitting and having your lunch or wherever, if you sit at your desk and have it, whatever, make the talk show part of your break during the day. Again, if it's Pacific time, it'll be around the time for your first break. And you can put your headphones on and sit at your desk and listen to the show. So we have some, like I said, some wonderful guests prepared and who will join us. And we'll be distinguishing distinction. Like, what do we mean when we say no out there? What do we mean when we say there ain't no right way to be? What do we mean when we say trigger? You know, what do we mean when we say clearing? I am a clearing, or this is that clearing, or I'm clearing, or I'm sharing. You know, what do we mean? What's this language we speak in the International Black Summit? All of those things you will find out about in the daytime on Fridays at 1:30 Eastern Time, beginning this Friday, October 3rd, and continuing on. What do we mean when we say we are complete? What does that mean? You know, I remember, Glenn, the first time I heard somebody use that term, that distinction, complete, I was like, oh, my God. You know, I totally didn't get it, you know, that I thought they meant they were giving up or they were throwing in the towel or, you know, like that. And that is one of my favorite distinctions, is complete. Glenn, you want to distinguish complete for our listeners?
Sure. So what there is for me, and again, it's a distinction, and as a distinction, we all have our particular relationship to that distinction. So completion for me is complete in that moment. There's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to interact with. The energy is quiet such that you can be complete. So there's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more to be. There's just the space of completion. And that's really what it is. It's a space. And we talk about these things, clearing, no right way to be. These are all spaces that we have occurring in our life. And with those spaces, we look to use those spaces to empower ourselves, to enhance and to reinforce and to support the vision and the purpose that we have in our lives. So complete is, I'm complete in this moment, and there's nothing more for me to do with that at this point in time. Now, I may need to complete tomorrow or the day after differently, but in this moment, I've arrived at a quiet place where I can say that I am complete. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. And so as we move, into this expansion of the talk show, complete is one of the distinctions that have come up for us. And another way to distinguish complete is complete as we know it to be, you know, as it's been. Sunday night has been wonderful for us, just wonderful. We have covered some ground on Sunday evening, and one of the things that we looked into was our listeners, and that listeners are busy on Sunday evening, just as we are. You've heard me be at many of a place and do live shows from those places because it's Sunday. Sunday in Chicago is a busy day, very, very busy day for me. Also, it's a wonderful thing that on Sunday evening I get to this telephone and computer and be on the talk show at the same time every Sunday for how many years, Glenn? How many years?
I can't even begin to.
Oh no, it's so interesting. But anyway, so as we move into football season and we move into the different programming that comes on and our listeners, you know, wanting to be there and people who love listening to talk radio now while they're at work. So to service a larger group of our listeners and people who would like to listen, we are completing with Sunday evening, as we know the talk show to be. In this moment, we may again pick it up, but in this moment, we are complete with Sunday evenings, and we are expanding into daytime, daytime internet radio. And so that's another way that we distinguish it. Nothing wrong. Nothing to be fixed, nothing to be handled. Complete. And excited about it. And, you know, excited about talking to you at a different space during the daytime, during lunchtime, midday, you know, which is a great time to do a lot of things. And so we thank you all for being with us all of these years, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and look forward to your being with us on Friday during the time and finding out, like one of the parts of the show is finding out what Glenn's cooking because he's always cooking something good on Friday. Always. So we'll get a lot of good recipes from Glenn and just a lot of good information during the daytime. Glenn, back to you.
Yes, that is true. I do be cooking up some stuff on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually enjoy cooking, and so it really is an opportunity for me to work with my skills, play with my skills, and to expand my skills. And, you know, it's just, and Friday is, you know, people getting ready for their weekend.
Yeah.
Getting ready to get busy. So it's a real opportunity for us to get busy together and to get busy on purpose.
Right. So you'll find out what Glenn is cooking and where Henrietta is going because, okay, and I just want to share quickly that this was the Chicago, this is the Hyde Park Jazz Festival weekend, and oh my God, you talk about great music all weekend in Chicago. Even though I didn't get a chance to go today because there were also gospel concerts going on today, and I chose to go that way. But yesterday, we had some just great jazz artists here. You know Sean's been on our show many times, but he plays with Maggie Brown, Oscar Brown Jr.'s daughter, and they were excellent, like last night. They kind of opened up the evening at the Jazz Fest last night. And, it was so good. They have buses. You just walk all through Hyde Park, which is where the University of Chicago is located. And you can just go from place to place and listen to the jazz. The buses just pick you up and take you where you can walk. You know, there are all kind of vendors with clothing and artifacts and food and, you know, different things. And then there are two stages outside where you can hear, like, Creole soul jazz or traditional jazz or 20th century jazz. I mean, just all kinds of jazz. And we went from the Logan Center to Rockefeller Center and, you know, just jazz all night long. It was incredible. And it goes on. I think it ends tonight. Well, it probably ends in about an hour tonight. But and the weather, it was between 70 and 75 degrees yesterday, which was perfect. All you needed was a sweater, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so those are also some of the people who will be joining us in our celebration. I've asked many of those artists to join us, so you'll be hearing from them throughout the year as we celebrate 25 years of the International Black Summer Conversation. We'll bring some of the jazz artists from Chicago on so you can hear. You know, we'll bring some of the poets. This is a celebration, a year-long celebration, and we kick it off this Friday, 1:30 Eastern time. Glenn, back to you.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so awesome. I miss, that's one of the things I miss about Chicago is the music. Going down to the piers and going down to different places. And now the University of Chicago, is that near my birds, my parrots?
Yes. Yep, that's where they are.
So just a quick aside, folks, I'm going to tell you. I was in Chicago in the summertime, and I heard about these parrots. Well, I saw the parrots in the tree. I look up, and I noticed there were parrots. I'm like, what are live parrots doing in Chicago? Chicago is cold as heck in the wintertime. But, of course, their nest was about maybe 2 or 3 feet deep. And I realized that all the nests were directly behind this building that was shielding the wind shear from Chicago. So, of course, they figured out, Darwin's theory of adaptation. So these parrots are now part of the life of Chicago. And so every time I go to Chicago and I'm in that area, I try to look them up and see how they're doing. And to my surprise, they are still there going strong. And it's been about close to about 20 years now that I know of them. So so kudos to Chicago. Kudos to the wonderful music that they have and that they love. And Chicago's always been a musically oriented city. When you think about it, I mean, the whole culture of Chicago has been around food and music, you know, very, actually quite Southern when you think about it, because those two things are keystones for Southern socialites.
Right.
You know, social ability is food and music. And so you always have plenty of that in Chicago. So it's always a treat to hear about it. And for those of you who don't know, I used to live in Chicago. Spent about 2 years in Chicago, 78 and 79, before I moved to Rochester. So I've always got, so Chicago is always near and dear to me. And I actually was in Chicago before Mr. T got his break, when he was still a bouncer at Dingbat's Restaurant.
Oh, my God.
How about that for some trivia, huh?
That is really something. That's really something. And speaking of trivia, we have some 25 years of International Black Summer trivia.
That's right.
And we're going to bring on some of the facilitators and see how well they remember certain things about the annual summit events that they participated in, and the summit moments and the people and just a lot of just great memories and great acknowledgments to such wonderful people who keep this conversation going and allow people to flow in and through this body, a wonderful body of people who just show up in a space every August, first weekend in August, every year for the last 25 years. People just show up and just make a difference in that place. Belize, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. We are so, I mean, believe that 2014 summit was incredible. Some of the most magnificent people, the children, and I mean, just, oh my God, what a wonderful summit. That's out of belief is where we got what I am built for. What are you built for? And in the space of silence, I discover some aspect of my authentic self. Will I grant being to what I am built for? Some powerful, powerful speakers, brothers and sisters, International Black Summit, Sister Virginia, who has a program that I share with her on First Sunday, Crim Radio. Don't forget to listen to that program. It's on TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is like iHeartRadio. You have to download the app. And Crim, K-R-E-M, is the station in Belize. And it's Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Mountain Time, 6 to 8 Mountain Time, okay? And so a shout-out to Sister Virginia, Sister Cynthia, you know, Abigail, Sister, I mean, these are some serious sisters in Belize.
Serious sisters.
You know, to the women's group who go to visit the women in the, in prisons. There's a wonderful group of women in Belize. That's what they do. They go visit. As a matter of fact, that's where they are today at this particular time. From all the people at the Radisson Hotel that we just fell in love with, to our brother, I mean, he is clearly a brother from another mother, right, Glenn?
Absolutely.
He and, I mean, just everybody. So, Glenn, you have some shout-outs for the people in Belize, some names that I may have missed. Emerson, Abdul, Dale, my friend Dale. Who else, Glenn?
Abigail, let's see. What was that brother's name that was feeding the young people that were doing the events?
The food and the
peace. You know, going into the communities to have a peaceful day. What was that brother's name?
Oh God, I don't remember. But the brother with the boat who took us to the island.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Just some wonderful, wonderful people. Wonderful people in Belize. And whenever you are ready to go to Belize, there are some wonderful people there waiting for you. Just a wonderful family of people of African descent. And, I love to the ministers of education that we met there. Just really, really great, great people. The griot, the storyteller, Glenn, who taught us the dances and the songs.
Oh, she crazy. Oh, my goodness. I should remember her name, too.
Right. But just great people. Just
yeah.
Everybody. Just
yeah.
Great and gracious. Great and gracious. So we love you, everybody in Belize. We love you. All Summit Body members everywhere. All over. We have a large summit body in Canada. So our love to our Canadian summit body. The people not only from Belize, from Ottawa, you know, Birmingham, Chicago, just going over the last so many years, But we'll cover some more. But just love to everybody on the East Coast, West Coast, as we say, North, South, East, West, above, below, and within. It is.
Absolutely.
That's right. And the Summit, International Black Summit Talk Show Network, is complete with Sunday evenings. We will see you this Friday at 1:30 Eastern Time. Same number, 646-716-9827, blacksummit.org, and click on Talk Show. God bless you as you expand with us as we expand. Good night.
Good night, and God bless.